If you would look with me, Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12. We'll begin there in verse 1. We'll read through verse 11. And look at what the word of the Lord would have to say to us tonight. Acts chapter 12, beginning verse 1. Reads like this. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. When he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. When Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. He saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the first of the second war, they came to the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. I'll speak to you for the next few moments tonight on this idea. Stuck in a cell. Stuck in a cell. Let's pray. Lord, I come before you tonight. I thank you for this opportunity. And I thank you for this church. And Lord, tonight I ask God that you would help me to speak the words of life tonight. Let it not just be my words, Lord, because that would do nothing for anyone. But God, tonight may it be the very word of God. Might our ears be open. Might our hearts be receptive. And as we leave this place today, Lord, might we be changed by what you said to us. Do it, Lord, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. In the first six verses of the story, we find Peter stuck in a cell. Now, at this point, the Jesus movement is gaining momentum, and Herod the king does not like to be upstaged. And because of that, he takes James, the brother of John, and has him killed. And when the people respond positively to it, he also goes and gets Peter and puts him in prison. You see, Herod wanted Peter to stop preaching. He wanted Peter to stop growing the church. He wanted Peter to stop doing kingdom work. And the only way Herod knew to stop him was to take Peter and to put him in a cell and keep him stuck there. He took Peter and wrapped him in two chains, and then he assigned four squads of soldiers to him. Each of these squads had four soldiers, two to stand on either side of Peter, two to stand outside of the door. And there were four squads, one for each watch of the night. So every 3 hours they would switch out the soldiers to make sure no one fell asleep and let Peter sneak out. Do you see what's happening here? The chains are too tight to slip out. The door is too thick to break out. The guards are too armed to fight out. His guards are too alert to sneak out. Peter here cannot escape this cell that he's in. He is stuck in the cell. As I read this today, it leaps out at me because whether you realize it or not, we have a great deal in common with Brother Peter tonight. We have an adversary that wants us to stop preaching. We have an adversary that wants us to stop reaching. We have an adversary that wants us to stop doing the work of the kingdom in the world around us. And just like Herod, this adversary, the devil, knows the only way He can get us to stop what we're doing is that He can get us stuck in a cell, stuck in a situation that we cannot seemingly escape from. I've seen people that are dealing with physical illness and it keeps them from doing what they want to do for God. They're stuck in a sickly body. I've seen people whose families are falling apart, and no matter what they do to hold it together, it just doesn't work. They're stuck in a messed up family predicament. I've seen people that they were addicted to something and can't get off of it, and can't get away from it. No matter how hard they try, they're stuck in an addiction. I've seen people that have lost their joy and they wonder if life is even worth the living. They are stuck in depression. I've seen people that go to work every day at a job they absolutely hate and they wonder if life even has purpose. And they watch the second hand clicking on the wall, but it just seems like time stands still. They're stuck in a dead end job. The list can go on and on, but the enemy wants us stuck. The enemy wants us in a situation that we can't be all that God would have us to be. And not only is Peter stuck in this story, he's also surrendered to the sale. Notice when you read this that Peter doesn't have his shoes on or his coat on or his belt on. Peter's not dressed and ready to leave. No, Peter's deciding he's going to be there a while. He's kicked his shoes off. He's taken his coat off. Peter's gotten comfortable in a situation that's inescapable. Peter's given up on getting out, and now he's just making the most of the thing he's stuck in. And can I tell you, in church, I've seen some people that have kicked their shoes off.
Come on.
That they've been stuck there so long that they don't pray about it anymore. And they don't ask God to intervene anymore. No, they've gotten comfortable in a situation that's inescapable. And now they just say, well, it is what it is. There's nothing I can do about it. Might as well make the most of it. They kick their shoes off. But Peter can't afford to be comfortable because notice what the Bible tells us. That same night, the next morning, Herod is going to have him killed. You see that? So Herod is going to have Peter killed. Peter will never preach another sermon if he stays stuck. Peter will never be what God wanted him to be if he stays stuck. Peter is not going to make it if he stays stuck. And hear me tonight, you and I cannot afford to get comfortable in a situation that's inescapable. Because if we stay stuck, we'll never be what we can be for the kingdom. If we stay stuck, we'll never be what God has called us to be. If we stay stuck, like Peter, time is running out for us. But not only is Peter stuck, now in verse 7 we find this, Peter is awoken. I love it. An angel shows up in that prison cell. And it's amazing how that happens. The angel just shows up. You're just reading it. Whoop, there's an angel. That way. Isn't it great? And it's amazing because the first 6 verses go to all this painstaking detail to tell you everything Herod did to keep this from happening. The chains were too tight to slip out. The door was too thick to break out. The guards were too armed to find his way out. Yet here in verse 7, God does not care, and an angel shows up in Peter's prison cell. What was God saying? Listen, Herod could keep Peter in prison, but Herod could not keep God out of the prison. It didn't matter how tight the chains were, God could still show up. It didn't matter how thick the door was, God could still show up. It didn't matter how heavy the gate was, God could still show up. It didn't matter how armed the jailers were, how many of them there were, God could still show up. And I've come to tell someone tonight, stuck in a cell, that the devil might be able to keep you in it, but the devil cannot keep God out of it, because God can show up in the midst of your prison cell. Doesn't matter how far in debt you may be, God can still show up. Doesn't matter how sick you might be, God can still show up. Doesn't matter how messed up your family is, God can still show up. Doesn't matter how dysfunctional your life may be, God can still show up. Don't let Herod lie to you. God can show up in the place that you're stuck and do more than you ever thought possible. Would you give him a hand? The angel shows up and says, light shined in the room. In other words, light came where darkness was. Hope came where hopelessness was. Where there seemed to be no way, now there was a way. And likewise tonight, you may have come tonight in a stuck situation, in a dark cell. But through the preaching of the Word tonight, light shines in the darkness. Hope comes to hopelessness. And we find a way of escape. But you know, I've come to understand that most people won't ever see it. Because a lot like Peter, when we get stuck, we get comfortable. Notice, angel shows up, light shining, everything good. And what's Peter doing? He's curled up in a ball, fast asleep in the floor. He's comfortable. He's not looking to go anywhere. He's got used to it. And I see so many people that can hear sermons even like this, and yet they sit back and say, well, that'll work for somebody else. It ain't going to work for me. Well, it looks like I'm just stuck here. Ain't nothing going to work for me. And we stay comfortable. And we stay stuck. But notice what this angel does. I love it. It says the angel smote him. Some of your newer translations try to make it look nicer. They say nudge, poke. No, no, no. The word is literally struck, hit, punch. It's the same word in the Greek Old Testament, Peter's day, that was used to talk about God striking people God did not like. It's a violent word. The angel struck him. This is a Mike Tyson sucker punch straight from the Lord Jesus. Isn't this wonderful? It's his old text, though. The angel saying to Peter, listen, Peter, you can't stay comfortable. Listen, Peter, you can't stay stuck. Listen, Peter, God has more for you. And the angel punches him and says, get up out of this thing. God has something more. Amen. Oh, and I believe tonight God wants to punch somebody. I believe tonight God wants to stir somebody out of their slumber and say, listen, don't stay stuck. Don't stay comfortable. Don't stay where you are, because God has more for you than the prison you're stuck in right now. If you believe that, would you give Him praise? Yeah. But then, it gets weird. In verse 1 through 6, he's stuck. In verse 7, he's awoken. But then in verses 8 through 11, he gets prepared to depart. And look what happens here. Because in verse 8, the angel looks at Peter and says, put your shoes on. Does that not strike you odd? Keep in mind all the miraculous stuff that just happened. An angel showed up, light shining in the darkness, the chains fell off of Peter when he got up, everything's going good. But then in the midst of all this miraculous stuff, a very simple sentence, and the angel says, put your shoes on. Now, this is just me thinking, you tell me what you think. But it seems to me if the angel could break into an inescapable prison, shine light in a dark room, and knock chains off of it, surely the angel could have put some shoes on his feet. I mean, if the angel could get the chains off, sure to God, the angel could put the shoes on. That seems easy enough, doesn't it? But he doesn't. He says, Peter, put your shoes on. Why? Because, you see, all those are the things I just mentioned are things that Peter could not do. Peter could not break into that prison and get himself out. Peter could not shine light in that darkness. Peter could not get those chains off his wrist. Peter couldn't do any of that. But you know what Peter could do? Peter could put his shoes on. And the angel saying to Peter, listen, Peter, if you'll do what you can do, God will do all the stuff that you cannot do. If you'll put your shoes on, God can do the rest. And I want to tell someone tonight, the truth of the gospel is this, that yes, there are some things you cannot do. And yes, there are some things you cannot fix. But there are some things you can do. Yeah. And if you're not willing to do what you can do, don't expect God to do what you can't do. Amen. Now that didn't preach good, but it's Bible. Amen. But what do you mean? Listen, our God doesn't bless bare feet.
Amen.
And if Peter, the angel shows up and tells him, put your shoes on. He says, well, Lord, I just don't feel like it today. I think I'll wait. Guess who's going to stay another night in prison?
That's right.
God's not blessing bare feet.
If you want out, do what you can do. Put your shoes on. And I'm telling you, I'm amazed at the people in church that will get mad when God doesn't get them out of the thing they're stuck in, but they won't put their shoes on. I'm amazed at the people that say, oh, preacher, I really want God to show up in my family. But then you find out they had to break about it 3 months. Put your shoes on. I'm amazed at the people say, oh, preacher, I really want God to heal me. But then you find out they went to the doctor last month and didn't do a thing that joker told them to do. Put your shoes on. I'm amazed at the people who tell me they want to get out of an alcoholic addiction, but then you find out they still go to the bars on Saturday night. They're not going to drink. They're just going to visit. Put your shoes on. I'm amazed at the people who want to get out of depression, but they won't get rid of those discouraging people. They're constantly putting them down and putting them in them. Put your shoes on. Listen, God can do great things, but at some point you've got to put your shoes on. At some point you've got to make up your mind. I don't want to stay here anymore. I don't want to be where I am anymore. And I want to do what I can do. That way I'm ready for God to do what only He can do. Put your shoes on. And when he puts his shoes on, notice what happens. The angel takes Peter and leads him by the first set of guards and leads him out the door and then leads him by the second set of guards and leads him up to the gate, and the big gate wouldn't move, but then all of a sudden it swung open on its own and Peter stepped outside, and the next thing he knew, he was standing outside, no longer stuck in the mess that he was in, all because he put his shoes on and believed God to do everything he could not do. And I believe tonight, if we'll put our shoes on, God can lead us out of some things we're stuck in. If we'll put our shoes on, God can lead us out of an addiction. If we'll put our shoes on, God can lead us out of depression. If we'll put our shoes on, God can bring us out of that anxiety. If we'll put our shoes on, God can bring us out of sin. If we'll do what we can do, God is here tonight to do that which you cannot do and can bring us out of what we're stuck in.
Amen.
And I love how the story ends up. Because here stands Peter, and it says, up to this point, he thought it was a vision. In case you're not familiar with the Bible, this is not uncommon. Peter misses it a whole lot. Up to this point, he thought it was a vision. Yet it says in verse 11, he came to himself. He realized what was happening. And all of a sudden, standing on the outside of that prison complex, he looked down and said, wait a minute, I'm not in chains anymore. Wait a minute, that door's not locked anymore. Wait a minute, there aren't soldiers around me. Wait a minute, I'm not stuck in the mess that I was in. And surely, the Lord has delivered me from the hand of Herod. I'm not stuck anymore.
Amen.
Here's my prayer for you tonight. As you walk out the doors of the church tonight, I pray that you come to yourself. I pray that you have a revelation and look down and say, wait a minute, I don't feel that sickness in me anymore. Wait a minute, I don't feel that depression anymore. Wait a minute, that addiction doesn't hold on to me. Wait a minute, I have hope. Wait a minute, I have joy. Wait a minute, the thing I was stuck in, I'm not stuck in it anymore because my God has brought me out of what Herod meant for evil.
Yeah.
You don't have to stay still. So there's some things I don't know, there's some things I know tonight. I'm done. I don't know what you're stuck in. I don't know how long it's been since you kicked off your shoes and just tried to make the most of it. Here's what I do know. If you'll put your shoes back on, if you'll believe God, if you'll do what you can do about it, listen, God can do that which you cannot do. And I believe tonight God wants someone to get unstuck. I believe tonight God wants to bring somebody out of something that for far too long you've been stuck in it. Don't stay stuck. Would you stand with me?